We're going to do our Thanksgiving a little bit different than we usually do. Normally, we'll have someone from here that will just get up and talk about why they're here to worship, because we know that the heart that we have, that is what means everything in worship. It's not what we sing, it's not what we say, it's the fact that our hearts are looking up to the Lord and focusing on Him to thank Him for who He is and what He's done. But today, we're going to do a Thanksgiving that all of us can be thankful for, and that is Laura Smith. And most of you probably don't know it, but Laura has now been our children's director for 20 years tomorrow. And so, if we can get Laura to come down here.
Come on down.
We've got some flowers and a card for her. And you know, we just got done singing about how the Lord that stretches out the heavens is the Lord who died for us. And He calls us by name. And He called Laura by name a long time ago, and she gave her heart to Christ, and she has served Him faithfully as well as anyone I know. And all of us have seen the goodness that God has put in her heart. She never has anything negative to say, even when there is something negative to say. She truly lives by faith. And it has been such a privilege for us to have. I've had three kids that have come up. Many of you have had children that you know the difference that the love and the truth that Laura has poured into them has made. She's involved in almost everything. I got a picture of her right here, because one of the things she does is she communicates the gospel. She communicates the hope in Jesus Christ. She lets them know that there's two kingdoms, and that giving your heart to Christ involves moving into the kingdom of God and letting Him rule in your life. And we're grateful for everything that you've done, Laura. And I'm going to give you a moment to share. I've known Laura for 25 years. I came here 25 years ago. We're still in a group together, in a small group together. So I've watched the Christian character that she has, and I'm grateful that she is with our children.
Wow. I don't know. This was such a surprise. I'm so honored, and what a privilege it is to be able to do this for so long. Two decades. That's a long time. And God just opened up that door for me 20 years ago. I needed to go back. I was at home with my children and needed to go to work to supplement our income, to educate our children, and God just opened up this door. And I've loved your children, and what a privilege it is to partner with you as parents in equipping your children to stand firm. And it's been a joy and a privilege, and I love it. When I'm teaching, it's like whenever you do something you feel like you're equipped to, it's like you're just in the zone, and the Holy Spirit just takes over, and He has brought so many people to this church to help me. This is not something you can do alone. You cannot do children's ministry by yourself. And so Terry and Greg Snyder and Ann that's now with the Lord, you know, all those April and Scott, some of those that are so many through the years, Margaret, God has just so blessed, and what a privilege it is, and that children love to come here. You know, they love to come to church, and that is that says it just means a lot, and it is only by God's grace and His equipping that I can do anything. And so I'm so grateful for his grace and his leading and his power that enables me to do what I do, because so many people burn out. But I'm going to continue on. I've got my first grandbaby coming in May. And so it's just like, oh, Lord, I just want to, yeah, so exciting. And so all these things that I'm pouring into children, I want to pour into my new grandchild that's coming. So it's just generation after generation after generation. And then you can see the fruit and these kids that are now serving and going on. And that's what it's about. It's equipping children to be able to stand firm on the word of God and to know what they believe and why they believe it, and then to pass that along. So
good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Let me pray for you. And, you know, she mentioned that. And one thing Laura does is she loves our kids. She loves our church. She loves everyone in it. And when I was going through looking for pictures, because I know I can only get a couple in there, I was surprised at how many of you I saw in that room at different times helping and being a part of that ministry. And that's great. Let me just pray. Father, we thank you so much that we're not just saved and then we're facing this world alone, but you save us out of the loneliness of the separation from you and really the inability to be able to connect and love the way that you want us to and the way that our heart desires. But you saved us into a family, your family. And we are grateful that your love is what holds us together. Our love for you and the love you put in us for each other. And we thank you because we're able to love because you first loved us. But I thank you for Laura. I thank you for the way that you have blessed us through her. And we pray that that we will have many, many more years of fruitful ministry from her. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.